by Dr. Sherry Persenet.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today on this hump day Wednesday, February 21st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. First of all, I want to respond to Denise down in Genesee County. That is not our news service. What you hear at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour on this show only is Michigan Talk News Network. It's owned by Steve Gruber, the morning show guy, and it's his news source that we use for my show. So if you have any complaints, you need to reach out to Michigan Talk News Network. They're based in the Lansing area. We got a new listener reporting in for duty. Joining the radio family is Pat. He's a 231 area code. And Pat, I don't know what area city. I'd like to just be able to log you in as far as knowing what city. Denise says, yeah, you need to fire that newsbreak woman for spewing fake news regarding Pago versus Caramo, Cheryl something. Oh, he's down in the Cadillac area. Cool. Love Tippy Dam. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, okay. Cool. Wexford County Vice Chair. Good deal. Then you may have heard about the show then from Roxanne Dufort. Is she a friend of yours? I know she was down in that area. Robert, over in the Roger City area, the judge might recognize Hoekstra. But I don't, and I will give no money to them, not a single penny. He said, yes. Okay, cool. Very good, Pat. Welcome on into the radio family. Greatly appreciate you being part of it. I got another text message. Randy, can you give us the status of Christina Caramo? What the heck's going on? Well, kind of interesting that you said that. Because yesterday afternoon, I got an update from Christina Caramo. This was a message that went out. Many of you may have gotten it. It was 8:30 last night. This past weekend, the state committee held a meeting in Mount Pleasant of the Michigan Republican Party, the MIGOP, Christina Caramo group of real state committee members. It was marking the one-year anniversary when the delegates elected a new Michigan Republican Party chairwoman and her team. One that empowers the grassroots and is proudly aligned with the U.S. Constitution and the Republican Party platform. It was fitting that the state committee convened on February 17th in Mount Pleasant for another productive day of addressing party business. We heard reports from various committees. We had healthy discussions, including the topic of better political representation. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Better political representation. What that means is it is her mission as chair to get us constitutional conservative patriots elected to school boards, county commissioner seats, to get state representatives that actually represent us, to get us better political representation. And they elected Dan Bonomi, the chair of Crawford County up here in northern Michigan, to be the new Michigan GOP co-chair. Also, Christina said she was pleased to announce that Sabrina Pritchett Evans is the new chairwoman of the Finance Committee. She steps into this position with an impressive background and extensive experience in fundraising and financial management. We want to thank Rich Parada for serving as finance chair. He got us started over a year ago. So please join me in welcoming these new patriots into their new roles in service to the party and to all Michigan Republicans. And as you guys may know, I put a post up on my Twitter account, my X account, was an actual proposal that Christina Caramo sent out to Pete Hoekstra, inviting him to come to Detroit to attend the March 2nd caucus convention, 13 congressional districts holding votes for, of course, Donald Trump, replacing the RNC national committee man and woman, looking like Pastor Ralph Rebant and Bernadette Smith are going to be elected based on the Caramo's patriot delegates that are coming. Well, now there's rumors out there that Dennis Lennox has convinced, along with perhaps John Yab and others, for Pete Hoekstra to hold a competing caucus convention in Grand Rapids on Saturday, March 2nd at 10 o'clock in the morning, same time, but in Grand Rapids, not Detroit, asking county chairs and their delegates to come to Grand Rapids and don't go to Detroit, asking district chairs to go to Grand Rapids and not to go to Detroit. I think there's going to be a major embarrassment for Pete Hoekstra if he does this. Why? Because the majority, a large majority, I would say probably 90, maybe 95%, we've already booked our hotel rooms in the Detroit area. We recognize Christina Caramo, regardless of what the judge says in these cases that are being processed this week as we speak, allowing the lawsuit to continue. They're going to hear arguments today, tomorrow. He may make a ruling. Frankly, I don't think the precinct delegates and the supporters of Christina Caramo are going to care. Not going to care what a judge says. She's going to hold this event in Detroit on March 2nd. It's already been paid for. The Huntington Place, TCF Center, Cobo Hall, whatever the heck you want to call it, has already been paid for. We've got the rooms. We've got the hotel rooms. That's where we're going, Pete. Sorry, you can try to come up with a coup d'etat convention caucus somewhere else. I don't think anybody's going to go to it. Maybe the 40 people that voted to remove Christina might be there, but that's going to be about it. And maybe one of the ladies who I interviewed on this show running for RNC National Committee Woman, Hema Cohen-Negridi, however you say her name, she's the 6th district chair. She's going to go to Grand Rapids. How many members of the 6th congressional district are going to follow the chairwoman, Hema, to Pete Hoekstra's alternative caucus convention in Grand Rapids? I think it's going to be a total embarrassment. Pete, you would be smarter to come to Detroit, have all your people come to Detroit. Let's get 2,000 precinct delegates in a room together and let's have this thing out once and for all. Now, Pete, I'm not asking you to back up to Christina, take 20 steps, turn and shoot. We're not talking about a duel here, even though she'd probably beat you. I hear Christina is a pretty good shot. I don't know if Pete's ever even touched a gun. I'm not sure. I'm talking about a vote of the delegates. Let's have another vote. Back in February of 2023, when she got elected, defeating Matt DiPerno, Scott Greenlee, J.D. Glasser, Cool Mike, Michael Farage, and others, Scott Ogney, she got the majority of the votes, 1,138, against multiple people running against her. Well, Pete, why don't you buck up and be a real man and face her in a election on March 2nd? Get all your supporters that you are going to try to have this stupid alternate county or the state county conventions, have everybody show up from the counties, come to Grand Rapids. It's not going to happen. Why don't you get your 40 people and you and come to Detroit? And let's have paper ballots and let's mark them and let's count them. I'm going to take training on Sunday night via Zoom. If you guys want to take the training, you can help us on March 2nd count ballots. I don't even know if Christina's going to use the tabulators. She might make us hand count those. If you would like to join me, just text me Zoom. If you text me Zoom, I'll send you the email to the training. They're doing one 5 o'clock on Sunday and I think 7 o'clock on Monday, February 26th. You can be certified, trained and certified to actually be a counter, a teller, they call them, on the agendas. You could be a teller down at the state convention caucus on March 2nd in Detroit. But come on, Pete, be a man, run against Christina head to head, and let's see what over 2,000 delegates say. Who do they recognize as being the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party? Forget what Donald Trump says. Forget what the RNC says. Forget what the judge even says. Come face the delegates. Now, I know you're not afraid to do that, right, Pete? You got Donald Trump's shout out there on Saturday night in Waterford Township. You've got a couple of district chairs in your camp. You got Oakland County wrapped up, dude. Let's go. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I have copied the Zoom registration link for Sunday voter vote security training for February 25th, Sunday night at 5 p.m. And Denise, I just need which email address you want it forwarded to. I don't have time right now during the show to look you up. So if you could just text me back your email. And if you guys want, you want to join Denise in getting this link for Sunday night, 5 p.m. Zoom meeting training, just text me your email address right now. Even if you're listening tomorrow morning on the repeat of this show, it'll be 6:51 approximately tomorrow morning, no problem. But this is what they have set up through the MIGOP Zoom account. So text me your email, and I'll forward it to you with Denise. And make sure you guys get this. So greatly appreciate you guys joining us. We're going to be down in Detroit anyway. You might as well be trained on how to count, how to be a teller, so that we can get out of there quicker. So more of us that do this training, again, Sunday night or Monday night, the 26th at 7 p.m., and you're going to end up being in Detroit anyway, well, go through the training and get credentials to be a teller and help us count the ballots. I'm sure, knowing Christina, she's probably going to do it by hand. I don't think they're going to use the tabulating machines. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, that's the bottom line. She doesn't really care, really doesn't care what the judge says this week. It's going to happen. Downstate Kim says from the Detroit News article, it's up to the RNC to decide who to recognize. The one from Caramo's convention in Detroit or the one from Hoekstra Confab in Grand Rapids. Yes, Hoekstra, H-O-A-X, fabricated convention. Again, I don't think anybody's going to show up in Grand Rapids. This is going to be an embarrassment to Pete Hoekstra. Rick says, Officer Rick reporting in for duty, working as a school cop this morning in Genesee County, says Livingston County's non-Christina delegates are going to Detroit. Non-Christina delegates are going to Detroit. What are these clowns thinking going to Grand Rapids? I agree, Rick. Absolutely. They always mix the truth somewhere within their lies. Here's the thing. If you get 2,000 people, or let's say 1,800, they go to Detroit. Because we've already booked the hotel rooms. That's where we're going. And you end up with 150 to 200 people in Grand Rapids. Who do you think the RNC is going to accept as the delegates to go to Milwaukee in July to the national convention? Seriously. Because I'm going to be reporting it on this show, how many show up in Detroit, because I'm going to be there. I'll actually go to the credentials table and find out and ask, how many credentials have you issued? I'll have those numbers. The total number of delegates, I believe, is 2,000. So if they got 1,857, well, that means 143 are in Grand Rapids. It's simple math, folks. You can do that one in your head. So, yeah, it's going to be a total embarrassment. But you know what? Let them do it. But yet it would be so much better, Pete, if you would just come to Detroit with your 147, whatever I said, and let's vote on it. There's 2,000 precinct delegates. There's two candidates. Let's vote and let's see who the delegates feel is the actual chair of the party and who they want to support. Let's do it. Come on, Pete. You're not afraid of a vote against Christina Cramo, are you? You're a former U.S. congressman. You sat on the House Intelligence Committee with Mr. Rogers. You were the ambassador for Trump to the Netherlands. You've got personal relationship with Betsy DeVos, who I understand is putting up the venue for you to hold your little confab at. Surprise, surprise. I'm not even going to give the actual location in the facility. I'm not going to give it any credibility because it's a complete joke and a complete waste of time. It's going to be an embarrassment, Pete. I'm telling you. You want to take some advice from Chuck or Randy? The people are not going to Grand Rapids. Again, you might have your 40 voters from the state committee that voted Christina out, but I'm sure a huge percentage is going to Detroit. We want to get new RNC people. We want to vote for Donald Trump. We want the 39 delegates back, and we are going to get our people to go to Milwaukee to be part of the 39. Based on this 9 days of early voting and the election this coming Tuesday, February 27th, we will have a landslide victory for Donald Trump over both Nikki Haley and Joe Biden. The numbers are going to be huge. And like Donald Trump said last night with Laura Ingraham in the town hall there in Greenville, South Carolina, we got to swamp the vote, folks. That's how we win in 2024. Turnout, turnout, turnout. Hour number two, Ian Murphy reporting a day late in for duty. We'll be on with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals, from annual shots to complicated bone